all in heaven.
What is this sound? It's not Rock and Solex, but it sure sounds like it, because we are on air for 15 minutes with my team and we'll be talking about the Rock and Solex. I am with Etienne.
Hi everyone.
I'm with Yann.
Hello.
Hugo.
Hello Alexander.
And David.
Hello everyone.
Hello.
And now we start right off with the history of the festival with Etienne. What can you tell us about the story of the Rock and Solex?
So to make things right, I'm going to talk about the history of the festival and also about the global composition of it. So the Rock and Solex is a French festival that takes place every year at the INSA in Rennes. It is voluntarily organized by the students since 1967. That makes it the eldest student festival in France. And next year we'll be celebrating the 50th anniversary of the festival. So I hope that everyone around this table and even you who are listening to the radio in your car will come to that event. So at its creation, originally the festival was solely and exclusively composed by the Solex races. But since the 80s, music concerts were added to amuse the racers and other Solex fans during the evenings. So about the composition, the festival always lasts 4 days. So we start on the Wednesday evening with the Fest Noz that opens up the festival with the sound of traditional music instruments from Brittany. On Thursday, Friday and Saturday, you can enjoy Solex races during the day and also music concerts during the evening and the night. Students and anybody else can also enjoy themselves during the festival thanks to many animations, again voluntarily organized by students, such as street theater, hip-hop dances, and many other games. And to end, I'll talk about the tremplin that will take place tomorrow at the Foy. So I'll hope anyone can find the time to come. So what is the tremplin? It is a free concert where a dozen of amateurs or semi-professional artists can play. And we have a jury here to vote for the best artist of the night that then have the possibility to play during the festival on Thursday night, so as the first artist. The tremplin is a great publicity for the festival, as it usually takes place a few months before the festival. And it's back to you, Alex.
Thank you, Remy. So the Rock and Solex hasn't been always about the concerts. And what about the races of the Solex? And Yann, what can you tell us?
So hello, everybody. I'm here to talk you everything about the Solex races. It was the very basis of the festival, as Etienne said. These races are well known and very important in Europe. Every single year, it regroups a big amount of racers, more than 400 last year. There are three different events: a technical event, a stamina one, and a speed one. Each event is itself divided into different races. Technical event is divided in a slalom relay, which is worth 900 points, a hill race, which is worth the same amount of points, and the radar, which is rewarded by 1,200 points. So the technical event is worth 3,000 points. The stamina event is built on the 24 Heures du Mans model, so the goals are mechanical, because the Solexes have to last 6 hours on the track and complete the more laps as possible. And finally, the speed event, it takes place on a shorter and speedier track than the stamina track, that's why it's a little bit of show. This event is worth 4,000 points, so if you want to see some show and skills, take your ticket for the next Rock and Solex.
Thank you, Yannis. And just before we head to the concerts, we will give you a little of the Antwerp loop that will be on stage on the first day.
Antwerp loop, one of them. Sparker, man, say architect, a fister, real bad man around here. Tell them someone to wrap up on a lip up on a chat up. I mean, say.
One judge, a treat. You don't know, say not the treat.
Because I'm madder than sicker than them. Madder than sicker than them. Dreader than dread, dreader than dread. Let me look at me tell them say, yo yo. Say what? We rise up and I let the ghost see them a ball. Some a hurry up all police where them a call. That now go stop me with the killing none at all. Tell them empty look no fear no sound none at all. Blood is splash out and mar up on the wall. So who you gonna run to? Who you gonna tell? Set the wall up and the fussy them gonna hell. This antelope and nobody can tell.
You know,
sicker than them. Madder than sicker than them. Dreader than dread, dreader than dread. You ever look at me tell them say, yo, yo. And when we rise the machine them early morning. When it bust in at the dance and tear off your ceiling. If your family your ball them get bad feeling. And we bust it from early straight till later. Bust it at the street and tear down all your gator. Any sound this you know a killing straight. This antelope a murder in a the place. What am I do? What am I try? Jump and I go down. Put it bye in a the mire. This antelope a bumbo class sound die. Who you gonna run to? Who you gonna tell? Sin another jump and sound. Tell them ragamuffin when I play. Tell them the ragamuffin DJ. Tell them I Scaramucci all the way. Madder than badder than sicker than them. Madder than sicker than them. Dreader than dread, dreader than dread. You ever look at me tell them say, yo yo. Because badder than sicker than them. War them, war them, a war without them. Then the antelope ain't afraid, none of them. Real bad sound, and that's all them say now.
It was L'Antelope with Dreader Than Dead, and the Antelope is surely a band we can rely on for the 49th edition of the Rock and Solex, and we will speak more deeply about the concerts with Hugo right now.
Thank you very much, Alexandre. So, as all of you may know, music hasn't always been the main attraction of the Rock and Solex. As years went by, however, concerts have established themselves as surefire for any music lover. Looking back, one has to acknowledge the festival's talent for discovering gems. Need proofs? If you look at the lineups from the previous editions, you can find names like Kavinsky's Two Flip, Skip the Use, Deluxe or Hyphen, artists that have recently established themselves among the best in their categories. As it stands, the Rock and Solex is the second biggest festival in Rennes and provides its population a lot of quality concerts. The concerts are divided into three nights, with a clear separation of the music styles. Tuesday's night is known for its reggae-slash-dub concert, where renowned names such as Naman, Alborosi, Bigarongs, Chinese Men have left their prints. The Friday and Saturday's concerts are more classic choices. The current tendencies implies more electronic music. Among others, Breakbot, Naive New Beaters, C2C or Jabberwocky highlight the list of the artists that have participated in the Solex's history. This brings us to somewhat redundant criticisms that have been made in the recent years. Indeed, the classic Rock and Solex music seems to be electro music, which brings some problems for the public, such as the paradox between the name, Rock and Solex, and the music styles. Back to you.
Thank you, Hugo. And yes, the Rock and Solex is not more about rock, but rather about Solex. But what about this year's edition? What can you tell us, David?
Thank you, Alex. So I'll talk about this year's edition, and it must be said, it'll be amazing. So May 4, 2016, we go for 3 days of racing and music. Well, no surprise for races this year, except the new speed bumps all along the track, and it's going to be very funny. And we will still have an impressive show, which will include the usual three events, technical, stamina, and speed, as Jan said. So I'm talking to fans of mechanics and speed. If you are interested in participating in the competition and get yourself a mopped, all information can be found on the website of the event. Last detail, this year a prize will be awarded to the team with the best costume. On the side of the festival programmation, it will still be cool. Many big names for the first Thursday evening. We will have the chance to have Le Peuple de l'Herbe, L'Entourloupe, as well as Broussailles. And we will also have the pleasure to be shaken before going to sleep with Highlight Trail. No rest for the second day, you will be fit for Breakboat, Proletta, Dusky, Bondax and Scratch Bandicoot. Last evening, as wonderful as all the others, we'll close the festival. Big names like Club Cheval, Etienne de Crécy, Buzzy P back-to-back with Para One, Boston Bum, and Cotton Claw. we must not forget that the festival will be rich in discovery thanks to the second stage. But I keep the programmation as a surprise. You'll discover it by yourself. And do not forget, music hunts hatred in those who are without love. It gives peace to those who are restless, and it consoles those who cry. Thank you.
Thank you, David. And we have so many reasons to go to the 49th edition of the Rock and Solex. And what about you all? What is the main artist you want to see for the for this edition? Hugo, for example?
Buzzy P, no doubt, for me. I saw him at the VHRU and he killed it. And I'm very excited to see him back to back with Parowan.
Yeah, truly, it will be awesome. And you, Yann?
Well, as I love reggae, I'm pretty impatient to hear the Puppet de l'Air performance on the stage. I think it will be great.
Yeah, they make a return for this edition. And you, Etienne?
Well, actually, I'm not particularly intimate with the artists that we will be able to hear at this edition. But I hear a lot of people talking about Etienne de Crécy, and he seems to be the main artist of the 49th edition. So, well, I'm waiting to discover him and hope that he will be great during the festival.
And you, David?
Well, I really enjoyed the Breakbot participation.
Oh, yes. Yes, the one of the biggest name of the of this year. And will you all go to the tremplin tomorrow
yeah.
night?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, we'll all find time. So thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you.
I truly hope our broadcast made you eager to go to the Rock and Solex. I hope we will see you on the festival. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.